My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Thank you so much for joining me today. How do we help our kids do hard things? This is a really, really challenging aspect of parenthood because I think that we often want to help our kids succeed. We want them to be happy all the time. So it's, and in some ways, we're actually doing them harm. So we're going to talk about that today on episode number 29, raising our kids to do those hard things. And, you know, I was like researching and trying to like figure out how I was going to map out this episode, and we're just going to go for it because I've picked a couple things to share with you, but I also just want to share from my heart. So thank you for joining me today. If you've noticed, my podcast episodes have been showing up a little more randomly than just on Thursdays. I'll be honest, it's just life right now. But I promise you I'll be consistent in getting them out in the week. So it may vary on the day, but as I try to model for my children being consistent, and sometimes things are a little more challenging, you know, I'm still going to get our episodes out for you and for me. And I will get back to Thursdays, but until then they will be coming out every week. So let's chat about this. Have you ever wondered how to teach your kids to fight fear, live bravely, overcome hard things, and ever been nervous that your child won't have those life skills and character that you hope that they will, right? Will they be able to have, you know, those skills to handle the things that are going to come out, you know, at them? And as for parents, it's hard because we want our kids not to suffer. We don't want to see them suffer. We want to see them happy and all those things. So it's a very challenging thing in parenthood because sometimes you have to sit back and watch them learn, sit back and watch them struggle a little bit. So, you know, today we're going to talk about that. We're going to break it down and how exactly, you know, we can raise our kids with grit. So I have a couple, you know, just some things to consider to do. I have a little bit of scripture, and at the end I have just four words, four character traits that I think if we can instill those, we're headed in the right direction. So a blog I found had this wonderful quote I wanted to share, and it's, "Life is full of hard things, full of them. Learning to walk is tough. Growing up is challenging. Learning to become a good spouse is no easy feat. Settling into the role of a mother is hard. It's hard, hard, hard." So why wouldn't we want to prepare our kids to handle hard things well? To not balk at the pressure? Why shouldn't we seek to give them eyes that see beyond what's right in front of them, intentionally training them and equipping them with the tools to handle hard things? And she goes on to say that, you know, the thing is, we often have to be very intentional about it. It has to be taught or modeled. And we have to be that person, right? Along with, you know, grandparents and other good role models in your children's lives. But you're with them day in and day out. And I've often heard from employers and witnessed it myself that, you know, many youth today lack the fundamental skills of discipline and good work ethic. And yet their long-term success relies on us teaching these very skills to them. You know, so it's critically important, yes, of course, to teach them to read, you know, to read and math skills and all of that. But if they're not getting these fundamental skills to succeed in life, then we really are setting them up for failure. And I think life long ago often offered this opportunity to learn these skills more often because life was just simply harder, right? Many lived on farms and many didn't have, you know, the technologies that we have today. So they learned through grit. They learned, you know, how to what struggling really meant and how to work through that, how to overcome that, how to do all those things so that they can live their lives and live them well. You know, however, today our lives are much more affluent and honestly easier in many ways, right? You know, we have more conveniences thanks to technology and the ease of getting and buying and having all the things that we want, even delivered literally to our doorstep in 2 hours, right? These aspects of our lives today are a true blessing, but I also think that they bring consequences that are worth looking at more closely. So our kids today have many things at their fingertips, right? If you think about it, you know, at least for me, you know, me observing, you know, kids growing up, and then even my own children, you know, they have things at their fingertips. So their you know, their patience is shorter, right? They don't have to wait long for things or have, you know, delayed gratification of things. So they don't value that connection between their hard work and effort and the rewards that they may get. Because often that hard work takes time, right? Often that hard work is teaching them a lesson, and that is one of the rewards, you know. But then also some of those other rewards are things that, you know, that are truly important to them. It just sometimes they just don't see that value and the connection between what hard work really, really is and often what the reward is. So we have to teach that. That's part of being a parent. We are teachers. We're teaching them about life. And so I think, you know, as I was looking at different things and I found a great blog that I kind of read and reflected on and then listened through kind of her ideas and added a few of my own. I think these are a couple ways, at least, that we can begin to do this. And I think one of the things that I have found this year, the word that for me really sets that foundation for our children, whether it's in reading or math or character or reading the Bible. The word is consistency. You have to be consistent. You don't have to do it for a long time, right? Even if you do it for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or you chat about it on the way home, you have to consistently do it every day, even on the weekends or even through those moments when you're like, oh, this is a teaching moment. Right? Oh, this is a moment where we can read for 10 minutes. Oh, this is a moment we can practice counting to 100. Oh, this is a moment where I can teach what it means to fail, right? What it means to, you know, learn from someone else. What does it mean, you know, when I work hard for something that, oh, then I can save up money and buy the thing that I want. Mom and dad aren't going to buy that for me, but they may split it with me and I have to pay the rest of it. Or they may not split it at all and I have to save that money for myself. Because then down the road, that's going to teach your child that things just don't come or handed to you. You have to work hard for them. You have to get a job, right? You have to start a business because the end result is far, you know, is worth all that the struggle, the consistent hard work. So, we are teachers. We teach every day, whether you think you are or you're not. You are a model for your kids. So just those are things just to think about. And so this couple of these ideas, I just wanted to talk through for a second so that we can help our kids make that connection between hard work and reward, that connection between, oh, something is hard right now, but that's okay because I'm going to push through this. So the first one, of course, is letting them fail, which is very, very hard. And the blog that I was reading gave a great example of, you know, helping your kids ride a bike. Because I think for me as a mom, I want to be right there, make sure that, you know, I catch them every time and I'm going to hold on super tight. And so she just gave the example of, you know, how she was teaching her kids to ride the bike and how her husband was. And, it was just a very interesting way of how he gently held the seat and then gently released it. And, she just kind of compared the examples. And I think that's really, an important lesson also for us as parents is letting our kids fail, because it's very hard, because you want them to succeed in everything. But then I feel like there comes to a point, if they're succeeding at everything with your help all the time, then we're actually doing them a disservice. So I think having, you know, letting them feel what failure feels like, feeling what it means to, you know, sometimes do something wrong and learning from those mistakes or not working quite hard enough, and really just using those moments as learning opportunities.
Testing, testing. This is the whole mama. Another important thing that we need to teach our kids is one that I think we really have to kind of consider when we're talking about whether, you know, what their fears are, what they're afraid of. They're afraid of swimming, or they're afraid math doesn't come easy to them. And this wonderful blog that I was reading was talking about, you know, when you're helping your kids do hard things, we're equipping them with those skills to be able to overcome the things that scare them, right? So telling them that something like swimming is fun and not scary would not be helpful, because it's probably more than likely always going to be a little bit scary to them. But instead teaching them how to handle their fear, you know, and how we can fight lies that can eat away at our hearts, is what she says in this blog, is quite useful. So equipping them with the skills that they need to overcome those hard things, those scary things, and to move forward. And I loved that so, so much. Another thing that she talks about in this blog, which I loved, is talking truth, right? You know, so as your kids get older and talk more about those hard things in life, you know, being honest about what's going on, you know, talking about, you know, what's hard, being open about, well, you know, this is hard, you know, right now because of this, not hiding, you know, or sugarcoating the life lessons that are happening in front of your kids. They know what's going on. If you and your husband are struggling with something, finances or buying groceries, you know, I think it's important to at least address it and then, you know, acknowledge and say, you know what, though, we're working hard. This is part of life, and we're going to get through this together. So just acknowledging those hard things that you also are going through, so that they can see how their parents are going through hard things, and that if your parents are going through hard things, well, I know that I can too. Another thing that I loved in this blog post that we talked about is to start training them. We're preparing them. Like I've said before in other podcasts, we're planting those seeds. We're getting them ready and being intentional about helping our kids develop, you know, the perseverance and hard work and faithfulness and all of those things. So one thing she suggests, which I love, is taking on a big challenge as a family, engaging conversations, kind of pushing your kids outside their comfort zone, you know, or talk about things when they feel awkward or hard during, you know, whatever this big challenge is you are doing as a family, what that means, being vocal about what it means to serve others, to sacrifice things so that you can, you know, for the future, or so that you can help others, and giving your kids these opportunities and environments to practice it and make sure that they see that you are doing the same thing, showing them that you can practice hard things at home, that you can practice hard things, at soccer practice. And I think allowing our children to do the hard work helps to grow and shape them, which is what this particular blog shares too. You know, encouraging them, you know, to fold their clothes, even if it takes longer, even if it is a little bit more work for you on this front end, just doing it for them is not going to serve them. You have to start training them now, you know, training them to help you weed the flower beds, take the garbage out, feed their pets, take care of their pets. And I'm guilty of it too. We cannot keep doing it for them, because they're going to think, growing up, oh, well, someone else will take care of it. No, it's your responsibility. You need to be able to take care of these things yourself because you live in this home with us. We all contribute to the family. This, many of the things I'm talking about right now are not things you pay for allowance. This is just the basic chores that everyone does each week or each day to contribute to this house, to the family. The other additional things that if they have the desire to do to earn money, then they can do. And that goes down to even, your younger kiddos. They can help you do one thing because it teaches them, I am contributing to this family too. I do have a responsibility. And then you can just add to those things as they're getting older. So that's just something, important to kind of take note of. And it takes effort and oversight on our part. But slowly they're going to begin to value that hard work and doing those things. And they will value doing them well. That's the other aspect of it. I think that we tend to let's just get it done. Because then that's also teaching our kids that it's okay to do something messy. What I want our kids to know, what my husband wants our kids to learn, is that we do our job and we do it well. So teaching them, the ways to do that and to really invest and not just, try to encourage them just not to do it just to do it, just to get it done, but to do it and do it well. And the next suggestion is really, is I think one that is hard for all of us in today's time because we're always moving, we're always going, but that is follow through. Similar to being, consistent with discipline, follow through is often key to this. And it's very hard as a parent because it is making sure that you're not just saying, okay, go do that. It's okay, go do that. And then following through with making sure that it's done, right? So it's difficult. And I think also as a mom, I know many moms can probably relate to this, is, giving them a reminder. So, okay, how many times, do I have to ask you to do this or that, and this blog is really funny because she gives a timeline and says, 9 o'clock chores weren't done, 11 o'clock chores weren't done, and I may have developed a nervous tic trying to keep my mouth shut. But anyway, so it's just interesting that, training our kids it's hard work. It is hard. And I love this quote she says, she says, you love those kids like crazy. And if you're anything like me, you tend to let them off the hook too easy. But this is not parenting bravely. Parenting bravely requires the very same thing of us that we are trying to train in our kids, making decisions not based solely on what is right in front of us, but with the end result in mind. In this case, that would be responsible and capable adults. And that is what we have in mind. That is what, we want for our kids. And it is being consistent, being, just really being there and making sure that that they're following through with what they're being asked to do. And then just a couple of things I thought of as well. And I believe I was researching a little bit more. So just some more ideas is, being a model, which we know that, but I think really showing the idea of if something is hard, we don't just give up. Things are hard. Life is hard. You choose. It's about choices. Choose your hard. Right? What is going to serve you best? And if it may be hard, but you're choosing that hard because you want to do it, you want to accomplish something. And then just a couple of the other ideas is, if you're instilling great character and all those qualities for your children, is limiting things that may distract them from that end goal, which could be, tons of material things, tons of video games. Not to say that, your kids can't have things, because for my son, he loves video games. He loves Minecraft. He loves, Zelda. And he also loves that because my husband likes it too. But we have found that only doing that on weekends provides, still he's able to do those things, but he's not bombarded by them every day. He works hard during the week and knows that on the weekends he can play those games. And it's kind of the best of both worlds because he's still able to play those games, but during the week, we are engaged in learning, we are engaged in spending time together. And then also, the weekends we do many things together as well. It just offers him you know, those moments of throughout, you know, it just depends on the weekend too, how busy we are, but throughout the weekend where he can pop in and play a little bit. I think it's critically important, which homeschooling offers this, but I think even if you aren't homeschooling, you can still offer this for your children, is participating in real activities. I just shared something this week. I don't know where I shared it. I'm trying to think of where I shared it now, but it was, you know, talking about if you're wanting your kids to engage with weather, you know, doing it on a worksheet versus letting them feel the rain on their face, you know. So I think just participating in real activities really provides that, you know, those fundamental skills that teaches, you know, not only that learning can be fun and interesting, but that those real activities can also be often challenging and you know, can instill all of the things that we're talking about in this episode about working hard and I think getting it done, right? Not just giving up. Again, having expectations and setting those standards, just like we talked about with chores. Like these are the expectations we have every day. We all contribute to the family. And then setting standards for that. Well, that's, you know, I understand that you quickly did it, but that's not exactly what we're looking for here, right? If you give the dog, and this is just an example, if you feed the dog every day, and you know, you put food in her dish, but then there's food all over the floor, well, then acknowledging that, well, okay, then we clean up our mess, and we're not leaving a mess, you know, when we're feeding the dog, because the whole point of contributing to the family is making it easier for everyone. Well, if you're feeding the dog and then you leave a mess on the floor, then that's offering another thing that someone else has to clean up. So I think chores really kind of help. And you don't have to call them chores, just, you know, your jobs around the house or whatever it may be, where we all contribute to the family and to this house or to this farm, and having those expectations and setting standards. And if you have to be a stickler about it, you know, those jobs get done every day, no matter what. The dog has to be fed every day. The horses have to be fed every day, or whatever it may be. Owning that responsibility. And then I think one of the last things that I've heard often, and it just like frustrates me, I guess, because I think when I was a teen, working and going to school really helped instill a lot of wonderful things that I learned and what it means to manage your time, what it means to manage money, what it means to balance work and school. And so now when I see kids aren't working when they're able to at the right age, you know, I really, really think it's important that kids need a part-time job. They need to be able to save money for just to save it, or to save it and spend some, save it up for something like a car. All of those things are going to, you know, set the foundation for what hard work is. And it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy, but you're preparing them. You know, they're not like, I think it was one particular blog I was reading. We're not on like teen retirement. Like, and not to say that I want my kids to enjoy their youth. No doubt. I enjoyed my youth as well, but I, you know, worked hard in school. And I had a part-time job and I played a sport, and that's not that many kids do that. You know, did that growing up, when I was growing up and now, so it's not, I'm not anything special, but what it is that my parents instilled, well, no, if you want to be able to go out with friends, if you want to your own car, if you want this or that, then you have to work and save for it, because that's teaching them the skills that they're going to have when they go to college, when they're in their 20s and they have their first job. And you're balancing all those things where you're preparing them as a teenager, and I think that's really, really important, and it sets that foundation of what hard work and grit, you know, are. So, you know, we're aren't helping our kids when we're making things painless. You know, we can't always rescue them and must let them struggle with those real life issues. And this is how we develop courage, discipline, resilience, character. To tie this into our faith, I was looking, just doing some research in there, and there's an Instagram post by Michael Godfrey, and it says, Paul in the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14 says, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to say that Paul had previously said in Corinthians, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. So through grace, we can have endurance, perseverance, and grit. And he goes on to talk about those four things we can teach our kids to instill biblical grit and the ability to handle hard things in life. And so I thought I'd share those with you as we wrap up this episode. The first one is courage. And, you know, we talked even to our kids now about what courage is, what it means to be brave. And it's not just to do things, just to do them. Is to do the things that are hard, that are scary, and doing them anyway. That's being brave. That's having courage. You know, so if your kiddos are doing something that is scary, if you say, well, that's not too scary, you know, if you say that to them, that's not really being helpful because it is still probably going to be scary for them. But it's a way to teach them to do it anyway, to try it anyway. That those are the skills we're trying to teach our kids. The second is perseverance, right? I think in a time, in an age like I talked about earlier, you know, where there's this disconnect between what hard work and rewards is, having that perseverance to keep going on. And you are a model of that, whether you're working in your job, whether you stay home, whether you have a business, your kids are watching you and you're a great model for that perseverance. The third is resilience, being resilient. You know, if something is hard, doesn't go your way, is to acknowledge that, recognize that, and then continue forward. And the fourth of that is having passion. Gosh, having passion for something is so important. Not passion about your phone or your social media, not passion, for something I think that's on the surface level, finding that passion of something that's deeper, something that your children, that stirs them, that they wake up and they just start immediately talking about it. And it may not be passion for you, something that you're passionate about, but encouraging them to find something that they are passionate about, that they get up every day and they're ready to learn more about it or grow from it. And I think that passion will carry on into their, into whether they're doing art or sports or their job or their business one day. And so I hope this helps. I think, you know, you will often have to make those tough decisions and stand firm in your choices with your kids. And often just sometimes sit back a little so that they may bravely learn that life, you know, we'll throw us curveballs, but it's how you handle it that matters. And it's how we raise them that matters. And it's how we remind them that they are loved by you and loved by God always, no matter what, through all the hard things. And I think if they know that, I think that they can bravely, bravely do hard things. So thank you so much for joining me today at The Whole Mama. We're heading into spring, which is very exciting. We have exciting things here happening on the farm, trying to get gardens ready. I'm trying to convince my husband to get chickens. we're loving on our horses. They need to be brushed out, actually, from the winter. But just exciting things going into nicer weather here in the Nashville area. Please check out all the resources I have for moms and homeschooling moms. Stay tuned for more that's coming. And I hope, again, as always, I'm here through email, social media, if you need any guidance, suggestions, or support. Thank you for joining me today, and I will talk to you all next time. If I ever fly like a balloon, I know gravity will bring me back to you. Hey, Mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children. And find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes.
For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.